You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are powerful. You are magnificent. You are totally whole and perfect. Yes, that is what you are. For that is what I am, and that is the way I see you. For whatever I see out in the world is who I am within myself. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Nagging thoughts are bad habits. We have nagging thoughts that continuously come up in our mind and continuously come forth in our thinking and say that this is what we should do. I have a young friend who is a very handsome young man and a very dynamic young man, and he is African and he has long braided hair. And he finds taking this hair so charming to throw it back and forth and back and forth. And he talks with you, and then he'll reach back and throw his hair back and forth. And then he'll be talking to you, and he'll lift up his head, and his hair will fall away from his shoulders, and then he'll swing it so it swings over one shoulder, and then over another shoulder. And he will do this continuously, because what he has developed is this habit, and quite likely doesn't even realize he has the habit. But this is a nagging habit, a nagging habit that keeps coming to the fore. And when he talks to people, people are distracted by his throwing his hair around. And he's a very handsome young man, a very fine young man. Throwing his hair around is no big deal, except it's a distraction from the brilliance of his mind. Because whenever you start thinking about what he's talking about or thinking about, and then he throws his hair around, you immediately are drawn to looking at his hair and wondering, where is it going to land? We have nagging thoughts, bad habits, that have been in control of our life for so long, we don't really realize they're there. Now, there's nothing wrong with him throwing his hair around, except that it's a distraction. There's nothing wrong with us having bad habits and bad thoughts, except that they are a distraction. And they are a distraction that keep us from being on the straight and narrow. They're a distraction that keep us from walking the path that we would like to walk. And presumably the path that we would like to walk is a path that says, I'm whole and perfect. That's a nice path, isn't it? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect. I like me. Now, nagging thoughts will come up to us when we say that, and they'll say, yeah, if you're whole and perfect, you wouldn't have that toe that hurts you now and then. If you were whole and perfect, you wouldn't have a stomach ache that comes and you don't know why. If you were whole and perfect, you wouldn't have this and you wouldn't have that. And you see, those nagging thoughts become bad habits. And we think those thoughts even when we don't have a bad tummy, or when we don't stub our toe, or when we have no problem. We think those nagging thoughts that, well, if I were whole and perfect, I wouldn't have the bad problem now and then. We're creating that bad problem just as much as if we were going to the store and paying for an item and taking it home. We go to the store and we buy a new shirt. And we put that new shirt on, and we wear that shirt, and we feel good in that shirt. And one of our lady friends says, oh my goodness, that is a good-looking shirt, but you, when you wear that shirt, you just make that shirt look even more beautiful. That just suits you to a T. Now, if I am taken by what she says, every time I put on that shirt, I'm going to think of those remarks that she made about my shirt. I'm going to think of how wonderful she thinks I look. And that's okay, except it becomes a nagging habit. Now, if I go someplace and I'm not having a good time, I think to myself, if I'd only worn that nice shirt that I look so good in. If I go to speak somewhere and I'm speaking before a group of people and four or five people in the audience have the same type of shirt that is my favorite, I think to myself, yes, they have good taste. And then they go and do some dumb things, and I see them doing dumb things wearing my shirt. And so the next time I put on my shirt, I have in my mind my shirt doing those dumb things. Well, now, You see, we are so much a creature of habit that we unconsciously and consciously create in our thinking, that as we do this, we keep ourselves from experiencing what we want to experience. Now, I want to be totally without relativity when I say I'm whole and perfect. You say, well, being whole and perfect is a very relative thing. Yes, that's true. But I'm talking about utilizing a principle. I'm utilizing a principle of saying I'm whole and perfect. It's not I am whole and perfect. It's not that my body is whole and perfect. Not that my body is ideal in every way. It's that I'm thinking a principle. And the principle says that this is, if I want this kind of body, then I must think these kind of thoughts. If I want this kind of a attitude in my life, I think the kind of attitude in my life that brings those things into my experience. So, I want to get rid of every distraction that I can that leads me away from thinking I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And if I have a little thought that comes up about a shirt that I'm wearing, and that shirt is, every time I wear it, I have a stomachache, then I'm going to think of stomachache and shirt together. It's going to be a distraction. And I don't need any distractions in my life distracting me from the realization that I am a master, that I am in charge of my world, that I am on top of everything. I don't need distractions. And so whenever I hear of a distraction, whenever I realize I have a distraction because I see it happening and I'm alert to it, I immediately let the distraction go and no longer have it be part of my life. I can't imagine that the nuns who shave off all their hair because their hair would be a distraction. It's quite true, because a nun is a woman, and a woman generally wears long hair, and a woman who has long hair is generally quite proud of her long hair, of how beautiful it looks and how glorious it is and how much she combs it and brushes it, and she's distracted by that. And so when she enters the convent, they say, now you shave off your hair after you've finished your novitiate to decide that you really want to be a nun. And so they shave off their hair. And at first, they feel so holy and so wonderful. And after a while, they don't think a thing about it. But they find that their preparations for the day are shortened immeasurably by not having to brush their hair, not having to wash their hair. They jump in the shower and zippity-doo-dah, off goes the dirt and the sleep, and they're fresh as a daisy without having a lot of hair to wash also. Now, that's just one concept, one idea. There are many nagging thoughts that are bad habits, that keep us from experiencing the gift that we want to experience. Now, what is the gift that you want to experience for yourself in your life? What is the gift that you want that would make you so happy, that would fulfill you in every way? Just let your mind meditate for a few moments, and if you can come up with a nagging thought or habit that you have that always comes up and says, well, every time you go out in the rain, you get the sniffles. That doesn't have to be. Every time you do this, that happens. That doesn't have to be. Those are nagging, negative thoughts that you don't want to be a bad habit in your life. Be alert. Be aware to them. And as they happen, discard them. Brush them out of your mind. And think only, I am whole and perfect. I am beautiful. I am divine. I am wonderful. For that's what you are. For that's what I am. And that's the only way I can see you. If you would like to talk with a practitioner about the solution to your desire, dial 1-866-650-5111. 1-866-650-5111. Each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner here at corporate headquarters of the Worldwide Healing Ministry. And tell them you're ready to put a cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire. And the practitioner will say to you, and what is the cause you'd like to put in motion? I am whole and perfect. I am independently wealthy. I am a happy person. I'm surrounded by beautiful beings. Whatever the cause, and maybe you have a lot of them, but just take a couple at a time and go for it. And the practitioner will say to you, it is done. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California. We're here for you. Know that every moment of my life, I am thinking about you, and I am thinking about you as a reflection of me. And I am thinking, I love you. I love you. I love you.